Lord, I thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would convict us, that you would commission us. I just pray for more of your presence tonight, Lord. More of your tangible presence to fill this room. I thank you, Lord. You ever ask the Lord what he desires? Lord, what do you desire? I think it's pretty clear that the Lord wants, he desires friendship, he desires intimacy, he desires, I mean, the Bible is history of God's original design to tabernacle with us. To tabernacle means to dwell with or to rest with. The original design was for the Lord to walk with his people in the cool of the day in the garden. And the whole entire scripture is the testimony of the Lord doing everything to make a way for us to enter back into tabernacling with him, dwelling with him, becoming his resting place. And we see in the Old Testament the tabernacle that was built and the Ark of the Covenant, and it is all a shadow of things to come, as Hebrews tells us. And what was to come was the new covenant that the blood of Jesus, his blood sprinkled on the mercy seat of heaven, his blood ushers in the new covenant, which is that the gospel is the good news that you are invited to come and die and be born again into the kingdom of light, into his kingdom, into becoming a new creation unto the Lord himself. We were made in his image in the garden, and the fall of man happens and it fractures his image in us. That's why Jesus was, he that knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. He became unrecognizable to God so that we could become recognizable to the Lord again. He restored the image of God back to those who are born again into him. And he made it to where we are the New Testament temple. We are the new we are the tabernacle where the Lord desires to tabernacle with his people, to dwell with, to rest with his people. The Lord is looking for a resting place. And if you want to read later, I'm not going to do it tonight because I want to go back into something, but 1 Chronicles 17, I was reading today, and I would encourage you to read that whole chapter, 1 Chronicles 17. And in it, King David at the time. He had brought the Ark of the Covenant to the city. He was king, and he was saying, how can I live in this palace and the Lord not have a place to dwell, the Lord not have a dwelling place? And you know why David is known as a man after God's own heart? It's because he preferred the Lord over himself. He preferred the Lord over himself. And today during worship and before worship, to be a friend of God, I think God shares his heart with you. And you begin to feel what the Lord feels because he's a real person that you interact with and engage with on a daily basis. And I believe today, I just felt so grieved with the Lord. Because of his desire to tabernacle with us. And our lack of recognition of that desire, or our unwillingness to meet that desire of the Lord's. His desire ever since the Garden of Eden was to dwell and to rest with his people. And what the cross did, the cross is the doorway into you and me becoming the resting place of God. And for us to not take on that commission and that calling as a New Testament priesthood, as the church of Jesus Christ, for us to not allow ourselves to be a dwelling place and a resting place for God is to not consider the cross. I believe the Lord told me today, I'm careful with sharing these things with multiple people, but I believe he said, I'm grieved I'm grieved when my people use my benefits to build their kingdom. Does that make sense? The Lord is grieved when we use his benefits to build our kingdom. What does that mean? It means the Lord is so good that he'll give you eternal salvation. He'll redeem you from the pit. He'll take away all your shame and your guilt and your transgressions, and he'll baptize you into his church. And then he'll allow you to build what you want to build using those benefits. And I believe that when the Lord looks at our city in particular, because I live here, I'm concerned with our city. I believe he is grieved because a lot of us are using his benefits to build our kingdom, our idea of what our city needs. And I just feel this invitation tonight to repent of building what seems right to a man, of trying to do whatever, trying to achieve success. What is success? And God doesn't need a resting place. And the good news is that he builds it if you let him. He'll let you build what you want to build. But if you let the Lord build something through you, he'll build it. Because it says, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. In Ephesians 2:22, it says the Lord is building us up into a what? A resting place for him. A resting place. He says, my church will be a house of prayer. Prayer is, it's intimacy, it's friendship with him. The Lord desires a resting place. He desires intimacy. He desires communion with him, and the cross is the doorway into that. And he's inviting us to step through the blood of Jesus and to say, Lord, I don't have any agenda but to tabernacle with you. I don't have any agenda but to dwell with you, to let you rest here. Because I want to get to the place where I can say, Lord, my praise is a fragrant offering to you. My thanks is pleasing to you. My worship is pleasing to you. And you love resting here with me because of those things. But we don't stop long enough because our Western mindset of achievement equals success. What we build equals success. And so we're so busy using the benefits of the Lord to build something that we feel successful with. But that's not the kingdom of God. And the Lord, if you want to know how the Lord wants his house to be built or how he's building his house, look at what he prefers. The whole entire Bible is the story of him doing everything possible and dying in your place so that he could tabernacle with you. He prefers that. And if you want to look at what David did in the Old Testament with Israel and setting up the Ark of the Covenant in the center of the city and staffing 24/7 worship and prayer so that the Lord, there would always be a fragrant offering for the Lord. He built an entire city around the presence of God. He preferred the Lord over his own agenda. That's what the Lord prefers. And you look at scriptures, Jesus tells us to pray on earth as it is in heaven. Have we ever stopped to consider what is going on in heaven? And you know who got a picture of what's going on in heaven? John, the Apostle John. Because he was the beloved. He was the one that Jesus loved the most. He called himself that because he had a revelation of how loved he was by the Lord. He didn't have anything to prove. He was the one that Jesus loved the most. And he wrote the book of Revelation because he got to see what no one else saw. He saw the throne room. He saw what the Lord prefers. He saw what's going on around the throne, which is worship and prayer and elders and saints throwing their crowns and bowing down before the Lord. This is what the Lord prefers. This is what the Lord prefers. So if you want to know what the Lord is building and what on earth as in heaven looks like, it looks a lot like tabernacling with the Lord and our response to him. Our response to him is to give him what he's worth. Thanksgiving, praise, adoration. And intercession is just hearing what he's saying and agreeing with him. That's really all we're doing. That's all we're doing. In the simplistic of terms, Jesus wants to be the husband to his bride. He wants to dwell in a place that places him as the prized possession, the treasure of our hearts. And I want to go back into the song we were singing, You Won't Relent. Because I think there's an invitation. The Lord is asking you. If you are here tonight, I'm sorry, but the Lord is asking you, can I dwell with you? Will you be a resting place for me? Can I tabernacle with you? And what do you have to do? What is your response to the Lord tonight? Is it repentance? Is it, sorry, Lord, for using your benefits to build something that you didn't even want me to build because you're supposed to be the one building your church? I have a friend that says the Christian life is just letting yourself be loved by the Lord. And then if you struggle with I'm not going to say that, but the Christian life is letting yourself be loved by the Lord. What about evangelism? What about preaching the gospel? What about discipleship? What about all these things? Let yourself be loved by the Lord. Let yourself be loved by the Lord. The Lord will build his church. Let yourself be loved by him. Become a tabernacle, a dwelling place, a place where the Lord can rest. And the fruit of all those things is that the Lord will build his church. The Lord will build his church. Does the Lord prefer Mary's or Martha's? Well, we need Martha's because they get things done. No. The lovers work, outwork servants 10 times out of 10 in the kingdom of God. The Lord will do more through a lover than he will a servant. Even though a lover is a servant, I understand that. I'm all for evangelism. I love it. I love preaching the gospel. I love delivering people. I love casting out demons. I love healing the sick. I love all these things that the Lord commissions us into. But unless you tabernacle with the Lord, unless you tabernacle with the Lord, become a dwelling place for the Lord to rest, I promise you all those things will be fruit of relationship with him. And I was asking the Lord these questions. I want to encourage you to ask the Lord these questions. Lord, are you pleased to dwell here? Lord, are you pleased to rest here? Lord, have I placed you fully on the throne of my heart? Lord, is my praise pleasing to you? Is my life a pleasing fragrance to you? I want to go back into You Won't Relent. And if respond to the Lord. Respond to the Lord. If you need to be born again, respond to the Lord. You don't have to understand it. Respond to the Lord. If you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, respond to the Lord. If you need to repent, respond to the Lord. If you need to answer these questions, or if you are answering these questions, you thought, wow, I didn't realize that I haven't been tabernacling with I haven't been dwelling with the Lord. I haven't been allowing the Lord to transform me into a resting place for him. If you realize that you haven't been doing that, repent now. Repent now. The altar is up here. Come up here and respond to the Lord. Respond to the Lord. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for convicting our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for your desire that you gave your one and only Son so that you could tabernacle with us through the blood of your Son. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would convict us, that you would commission us. Into a lifestyle of tabernacling with you, to dwelling with you. Being committed to be a resting place for the presence of God on earth as it is in heaven. Where you sit on the throne of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.